Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Lance Sandlin has been charged with murdering the unborn child of Shania Perry. Sandlin, along with his wife Emily and ex-wife Lori Flowers, were arrested in September for the April death of Perry. She disappeared in 2024. Her body has never been recovered. Look for more on this story later on our website. Keith Douglas Wilkins, Jr. of Delco took an Alford plea on charges of indecent liberties with a minor Thursday in Columbus County Superior Court. The Alford plea means the defendant does not admit guilt, but recognizes he could be convicted. Wilkins molested a 13-year-old girl who was spending the night with his daughter in 2019. He received a 13 to 25-month suspended sentence, will be on supervised probation, and must register as a sex offender for 10 years. A St. James man on house arrest told deputies that an angry ex-girlfriend allegedly took the charger to his ankle monitor. The $25 charger turned up missing after the woman went to Graham's home on May 2nd, according to the sheriff's report. The sheriff's office is investigating. Heavy rains and favorable wind helped the Forest Service and fire departments make major strides on the Sunset Road fire in Brunswick County this weekend. The fire is steady at 1,300 acres and is more than 80% contained now. A coastal low-pressure system will continue to bring badly needed rain across our area through Wednesday. Wyville City Council on Tuesday will consider their options after the county increased tax collection fees last week. City Manager Darren Curry estimates that paying the county a per-parcel fee of 3% for collecting taxes and fees would require a tax increase of 2 cents per $100 valuation for the town. County administration said that the fee increase was necessary to cover cost. Commissioners voted for a higher fee than that which was recommended by the county manager. The suspect in a May 8th shoplifting case in Delco could face assault charges. Employees reported that a female suspect attempted to steal merchandise. She became physically aggressive when she was confronted. One employee was pushed during the altercation, and as the suspect fled the store, she allegedly tried to strike another employee with her car. The incident is under investigation. May 16th, that's this Friday, is Peace Officers Memorial Day. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office will be holding a memorial service at 11 a.m. at 801 Jefferson Street in Wyville. They'll honor the 12 local law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. The public is welcome. The animal shelter currently has a chocolate-colored mare pony in custody. The pony was found walking down Haines Lennon Highway Wednesday. You must have proof of ownership to claim the equine. Contact the shelter at 640-6609 if she's yours. Fentanyl continues to be an exploding problem in North Carolina. Governor Josh Stein on Thursday announced that he is seeking state funding for a fentanyl control unit that will focus on the crisis. The task force would be comprised of law enforcement and prosecutors targeting the flow and sale of the illegal drug. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.